Mustard Service, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
I'm going down.
All right, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, hello. This is Mia. And
Alexia and company.
Megan.
And
Antonio.
And Charlie's over here.
Charlie's
and
not speaking right now.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And this is Matter of Fact.
Yes, it is. This is probably I think it's the last show of the summer, right? Well, officially.
Pretty sure we start classes tomorrow, but I don't know if the schedule is going to be the same next week. We'll see.
We'll see. But either way.
Either way, we're not going to have this time in a matter of time. Matter of fact.
Matter of fact. But either way, we'll start with a new time this semester, which is exciting.
We'll see. Yes. Well,
so as always, we have a theme for our show.
But nobody's allowed to know, so no spoilers.
Until the end of the show. So, I feel like this one is very enjoyable.
Yeah,
we had one in our back pocket, and then we were like, oh, maybe we should change it. So we changed it, and this is, it's a good one. It's a pretty solid one.
It's been on my mind for a little while, so.
It has.
To be honest, I forget what it is, so this will be a little guessing game for me,
You guys will all have to guess.
Same.
Yeah, it's great. There's some bangers on here for real.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so as always, we start off our show with No More Like That by Yafuan.
Thank you so much for that, Alexia.
Wait, how was it? Say it again. That's the band. Right now, well, as always, the instrumentals / talk break songs are not a part
included
of the theme,
in our theme.
But coming up next, we got a Panic at the Disco song. Then we got All Time Low with Dear Maria.
There's a good reason these tables are numbered, honey. You just haven't thought of it
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, I don't remember the full name of the song, so that's why I was just like, the Panic at the Disco song. But, and then, yeah, Dear Maria, Count Me In by All Time Low, and then we will be back for our next talk break.
See you soon.
Please leave all overcoats, canes, and top hats with the doorman. From that moment, you'll be out of place and under duress. I'm wrecking this evening already and loving every minute of it, ruining this banquet for the mildly inspiring end. Please leave all overcoats, canes, and top hats with the doorman. From that moment, you'll be out of place and under duress. I'm dreading this evening already and loving every minute of it, ruining this banquet for the mildly inspiring end. Bringing in black slacks with accentuating off-white pinstripes. Whoa, everything goes according to plan. I'm the new cancer, never look better, you can't stand it, because you say so under your breath to your reading lips. When did he get all comfort? Haven't you heard that? I'm the new cancer, never look better, and you can't stand it. Next is a trip to the ladies' room in vain, and I bet you just can't keep up with what fashionistas. And tonight you are a whispering campaign. I bet to them your name is cheap. I bet to them you look like sh. Never been so surreptitious, so of course I'll be distracted when I spike the punch!
I got your picture, I'm coming with you, dear Maria, count me in. There's a story at the bottom of this bottle, and I'm the pen. You know it's what you're good at. The low roads for the fast track.
All right.
Yellow.
Hello.
What's up?
And we're back.
Oh, we need to do a PSA next time.
Oh, we
just
do.
A reminder.
Next talk break, we'll have
it.
Our PSA.
Okay.
I wonder who's going to read the PSA.
We'll have to choose.
We'll do an eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Charlie. Yeah. I nominate Charlie.
Charlie doesn't want to talk.
No.
Okay, you'll do ladders. Okay,
chatter,
do ladders.
Charlie will chatter. We'll do lighter.
Chowder. Oh
anyway.
My god, my dog's
no,
name
I
is
said chowder.
Chowder will do it.
Shout out to Chowder. She stands on tables.
Right now, we're listening to "Bird Wings" by Valium Aguiline, and we just heard "Dear Maria, Count Me In" by All Time Low before that. And then coming up, we're gonna listen to "Head in the Ceiling Fan" by Tidal Fight. Then I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. It's a title.
Yeah,
Charlie,
yeah,
can I
right?
say this?
I did. I said it was fine.
"Sex Tape" by Deftones.
What did you just say?
Whoa!
Isn't that crazy?
Whoa! And then "Misery Business" by Paramore, then "A Tear for Eddie" by Ween, then "Lil Things"
no,
by
No,
no,
then that's our talk break, "A Tear for Eddie" by Ween. That's
another
talk break.
Oh, okay, I wasn't
so
sure.
So we will announce the next songs at that talk break.
Yes.
But anyways, we start classes tomorrow, guys.
We sure do.
Are
Isn't
you
that
guys
crazy?
I'm excited.
It?
It's
excited?
I literally have class
crazy.
From 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Well, Tony, you and I have a class together.
Is it
tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
It is tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
From 2 to 4:30.
Yeah, my tomorrow is just as packed as Alexia's.
Seriously?
Mine ends at 10 as well. Because I
Goodness
start,
gracious.
I have science, and then I have that class.
I'm sorry.
You have at 10?
You have Big Bang tomorrow?
Big Bang
Oh,
tomorrow.
Big Bang is, okay.
And then whatever class has, it doesn't end at 10.
Can I just go to Big Bang?
It ends at 4:30.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's much earlier than 10 o'clock.
That's right, but I'm still going to be waiting around, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Can I just join Big Bang just for kicks?
You can just come with us if
you
want.
You know you can just walk into the class.
Are you serious?
It's big enough that nobody will care.
Is it like a lecture hall?
300
students. Yeah.
It's literally just a lecture hall. Megan does not go to Tufts University. So
what do you mean? What?
I mean, guys.
I mean,
guys,
let her into all the frats. She
my
just
name
forgot
is
her ID.
Let her into Tufts gym.
I'm a transfer student, so I haven't got my ID yet. That's
yeah,
all.
Exactly.
That's, yeah, you are a transfer student.
Well, mm-hmm. Anyways, we will see you guys at the next talk break with some more fun stuff to talk about.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. chances, they don't ever matter. People never change. What's a whore? You're nothing more. I'm sorry, that'll never change. And about forgiveness, we're both supposed to have exchange. Sorry, honey, but I passed it up. Now look this way. Well, there's a million other girls that do it just like you. Looking as innocent as possible to get to who they want and what they like. It's easy if you do it right. Well, I refuse, I refuse, I refuse.
All right, Charlie, I think it's about that time.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you very much, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
We're so
invested in safety here.
Yes, safety we are.
Safety-minded folk over here.
But anyway.
Just recently, we were on a ladder.
No, we were not. Oh, yes, we were last week. No.
Don't tell them that.
Last week, I was on a ladder. This week, I was on a chair.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I didn't watch a training video.
But I want to be clear. Let me be clear. I used all the safety features of the ladder. As a matter of fact.
Because we've heard the PSA.
Yeah.
We're safe.
Yeah, exactly.
And do not stand on a swivel chair.
Oh my gosh.
Ever. Gosh,
goodness gracious. Well.
That's right.
Whatever. It should be safe. If somebody's holding your swivel chair, you should be fine. Right? Right.
What if somebody pushes the person?
Okay,
that is holding.
Well, what if it's only the two of you and the person? Well, okay, the person holding your chair can also push you.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll have no witnesses.
I don't trust anybody.
Yeah, you're done.
Trust only yourself.
Wow, that's pretty ominous.
That's pretty
trust
ominous.
Trust only yourself.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Anyways,
let's talk about the music.
Oh yes. So we had we just finished listening to "Misery Business" by Paramore, and coming up next we got "Little Things" by Good Charlotte, "In Too Deep" by Sum 41, and "First Date" by Blink-182, and then we're back for our second-to-last talk break of the evening.
Yes.
Yeah. So far, so good, guys, right? Nice music?
Yeah.
You enjoying it?
I really am.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a theme coming on.
Yeah.
It's itching me.
It's tickling my brain. My wrinkles are folding.
Well, summer's ending. Well, summer is going. It's over.
I mean, summer itself, it's going to be 90 degrees all week.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know what we said yesterday? August is the month for ends and the month for beginnings. I screwed that up so bad.
Yes, you did. A little bit. But you know what, Megan? It was still pretty well said. Yeah.
Thank you.
September is going to be wonderful.
It is going to be
wonderful. My birthday's coming up.
Woo! Yes, it is.
And I'm very excited about it. I'm going to be 21, and I can't talk about what's going to happen on my 21st birthday.
But all I know is that we will be sending you on errands, Alexia.
Oh, yeah.
That's all we can say.
Anyways.
We went to the beach yesterday.
It was so fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Flesh eating
shout
bacteria.
Out to Nicola.
No, Megan. Shout out to Nicola if you're listening. Yeah. Oh, shout out to my parents, mommy, papi, Ewa.
Shout out to my nana.
Shout out to my bird. He's not listening.
Maybe he is.
Happy birthday, Stanley. It was Stanley's birthday on Friday. She's 5.
Yeah,
we absolutely got decked by those waves yesterday.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I did Alexia not partake in swimming because I was scared that the flesh-eating bacteria was
there is no flesh-eating bacteria. Megan woke up today and she was like, I have flesh-eating bacteria. And it's literally probably like just a mosquito bite, man.
Okay, listen.
It's probably just a mosquito bite.
It was cold. Okay,
it was freezing, but it's good for your body. The shock is good for your body.
You were obsessed with Sudoku. That's why you didn't go in
the yeah,
I was really invested. I literally have it in my backpack right now. I'm going to have it taken away from me during class.
I actually have like a lockbox for it, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Good investment.
Pretty good investment. But
try to keep the thing away from them.
Anyways, we're going to finish listening to the song and we'll see you guys at the next talk break. So, peace out.
Adios, gang.
Yeah, this song is dedicated
is good, Charlotte,
to every kid who ever got picked last in gym class.
This is for you.
To every kid who never had a date to no school dance.
This is for you.
To everyone who's ever been called a freak. This is for you. Here we go. Yeah. And the cool kids beat us up. And the rich kids had convertibles. And we had to ride the bus.
55.
Like the time we made the baseball team. But they still laughed at us. Like the time that girl broke up with me. Cause I wasn't cool enough. Trick! Down like the car, we had that wooden star. We had to walk to get around. And that same year on Christmas Eve, Dad went to the store. We checked his room, his things were gone. We didn't see him no more. Want to
breaking down. I'm breaking down. Complain, but when you're driving me insane, well then I think it's time that we took a break. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far.
The thought of our very first kiss. a target that I'm probably gonna miss. Let's go, don't wait.
And we're back.
We are back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back. And
we might be back.
We could be back.
Perhaps.
Oh, goodness gracious. Anyways. I painted Megan's nails today.
Really?
We're matching.
Yep.
That's
yep.
So cute.
We're
black
matching.
Black nails, emo.
Emo vibes.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, emo vibes.
My hair is also black.
That's true.
Yeah. Yes. Megan's going through a whole little transformation.
No.
You're wearing a lot of black.
Hey. Is that a bad thing?
No, I actually really like it.
We now officially, all of the people in our house have dyed hair.
Yep.
Do I?
Well, yes. it's bleached, so it's...
Yeah, it's technically there's dye under there somewhere.
What's it called? It's altered hair.
It's I definitely guess. Not natty. Yeah.
It is not...
Natty.
Virgin no. hair, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa, this has gone through so many cycles of hair dye.
Yeah, I know.
It's taking a break, oh my gosh. In quotation marks.
When you straightened your hair the other day.
Oh, yeah, I straightened my hair.
Guys, it's unheard of.
It was crazy.
It was
trippy.
The Alexia.
It was uncanny valley.
I've known Alexia for maybe like 6 or 7 years. I've never seen their hair straight.
Mom be like, we got McDonald's at home. We got Alexia at home. The Alexia at home.
No. Dude, it was so crazy.
Yeah,
Alexia came out of that bathroom like a whole other person. Holy crap.
It was weird.
I was kind of scared.
It was terrifying. And then I would like talk to you and I'm like, this is not the person that I know.
Next we curl Mia's hair.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
I have a curler.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's next week, curl Charlie's hair,
hair. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Charlie shaved his hair.
Charlie
now has purple hair.
Yep.
You guys got to see it in person. If you see a purple haired guy,
it's Charlie.
It's probably Charlie.
Actually, no. Charlie doesn't want the attention, so Charlie does not have.
Charlie has no
hair.
Okay, if he didn't want the attention, then he wouldn't have shaved his head and dyed it purple. Just saying.
He has a literal like Charlie fan club that's gonna be chasing him down the streets.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, oh my god, it's the grape! It's the grape! That's your nickname now.
Grape.
He's also wearing a purple shirt.
And it's pretty swag.
That's so smart.
Oh
so
yeah, goodness. Our tub is also very purple now.
Oh no.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I'm in the other bathroom.
I get purple
it's fine.
Feet.
We still have a bigger bathroom, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
A little shade thrown.
Nah, it's okay. I don't mind.
But now we just all look like a cartoon characters. Like.
Yeah.
I look the most normal.
Yeah, what the heck?
Said no one ever. You're wearing rollerblade shoes right now.
Yeah, dude.
You're right.
Did you rollerblade around campus with those on?
No, I'm scared.
Yeah.
They're really terrifying.
Because I hurt my back yesterday, and I've just been in like severe pain. So
doing
I'm not
what?
Doing anything. Moving boxes.
Come on.
But yeah.
You gotta
ever
start
since
slow.
I got rid of the bleached eyebrows,
oh, that's true.
I've been the most normal person in the room.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's fine. We'll carry.
Oh my god. My boss just moved the friggin' meeting. Bro! So we were supposed to have a meeting on Saturday for the print shop monitors. Shout out to SMFA print shop.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be on Saturday at 12 p.m. And then my manager, Lewis, shout out to Lewis Miola, says, I forgot I have to go to a one-year-old's birthday party and then a three-year-old's birthday party on Saturday.
Back to back, then he's like,
we're changing it to Sunday on the 10th.
Well, it's a good thing that it's not on Saturday anymore because we're celebrating on Saturday for my birthday.
So,
yay.
So it worked out.
It worked out.
Look at that.
Thank goodness.
Wow, everything always falls into place.
Thank you, Lewis Miola.
I'm the three-year-old that is having the birthday party that he's going to.
That's
Wait, Loki, invite him over.
Have you guys ever been to like a one-year-old's birthday party?
No,
like what do you even do?
Yes,
it's
bro,
just an adult's reason to
eat,
hang out, to do illegal things,
illegal activities, which we will not be discussing on air.
Yeah.
It's just using the baby as a reason to do those parties. It's just like that's kind of not cool.
Anyway, it's still kind of fun.
I don't know. You look back on the photos.
Okay, the song's almost over. We have to introduce it. But yeah,
Anyways,
look at the baby photos.
Baby.
Coming up next, we got "Hold On Till May" by Pierce the Veil. Then "The Ghost of You" by My Chemical Romance.
Yeah!
And then will be our final talk break. Then our final song of the evening, where we will introduce the theme for
this evening's show.
So,
see you guys soon.
See you guys in like literally 8 minutes. Peace out.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Have reached the end of our show.
Our final break. Our final matter of fact
of the summer.
The summer.
And who wants to announce the theme? Megan?
Mm-hmm. I call
all
Megan.
Right, ready, ready? Drum roll.
Emo.
Yeah.
Although there are some songs on there that are kind of questionable, but either way.
Uh-oh. Dispute.
Either way.
I feel like it was fitting for me to say
what
that.
Are
considering
what are the controversial ones?
Oh, Alexia's caught up on this, apparently.
Low-key title fight.
Yeah.
Well, low-key title fight.
Deftones is just not from the era.
It's not from the era, but it doesn't matter.
Emo era? What's emo
well,
era?
Well, I mean, that
there's
album...
There's a specific era from, like, the early
but listen,
2000s
listen,
to
that album. That album came out in 2008. So it
okay,
fits into the theme,
but you
right?
know what type of emo.
And I guess know. Like maybe like Blink when it, well Blink when it, that album came out in 2001. So yeah, no, okay. I feel you. It's just not the same style.
Listen, if you yeah. didn't get the theme tonight, no worries, you're forgiven.
Actually, you're not.
Whoa!
This is a little bit violent, Tony.
I'm just kidding.
But either way,
if you didn't get the theme, meet us outside
right now. Yeah. Right now, about to throw hands.
Oh, I was just joking. You guys are good.
Yeah, but if you did guess the theme, you'll get a high five from Alexia and I.
It's always eventually. An extra high five every show. So
see. So now it's three high fives.
Last time it was two high fives. Now it's three high fives.
Yep. Three solid high fives. So
like in a row or like dispersed?
When you least expect it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, someone kind of has to expect it to like, you know, reciprocate.
Not exactly.
The high five.
If your hand is just like out on a table, I can just slap it. That's a high five.
Also wanted to give a shout out to the people in Studio B right now.
They're jamming.
I don't know if you guys are hearing this, but either way, sounding good. Yeah.
I don't think
quick little shout out.
What's up, guys? Sound amazing.
What's up, guys?
Keep it up.
Yeah,
you guys
want
to come in here and talk? We're kind of lonely.
We don't have time, but either way.
Anyways, we are going to...
Yeah, we're listening right now to Albatross by Fleetwood Mac, which has nothing to do with the theme, but
yeah,
we are ending the evening with the one and only Linkin Park with their hit single, Numb. Off of their Meteora album from 2003.
All the music we've been listening to today are from, like, fifth grade to sixth grade for me, and it's just, like, really epic because, you know.
That's depressing.
Why was I
yeah, this was a solid era.
Why was I so emotional?
I don't know,
sixth
man.
Grade.
I don't know. Why did I...
Is that
yeah.
middle school? Makes sense. Honestly, middle school kind of...
Middle school is rough.
Really emotional.
I'm glad you had these songs to get through it.
But anyways, this has been Mia and...
Alexia
and...
Megan.
And
Antonio.
And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
This has
thank
been
you.
Matter of fact.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
See
we
you
will,
next week
we
at
will
some
see
point.
At
we
some
know.
Point. Just keep... Yeah, we'll keep you guys posted. Goodbye.
Bye.
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 So faithless, lost under the surface. Don't know what you're expecting of me, but under the pressure of walking in your shoes.
Caught in the undertow, just caught in the undertow.
Every step.
Also, rip Steve Harwell from Smash Mouth. Rest in peace, man. And Jimmy Buffett. Anyways, Steve is the guy from Smash Mouth, so... Anyways, have a good night, everybody.